Greetings, Evergreen.
Greetings, ma'am.
I guess we'll continue with the AIDS situation. One lingering question is that the Evergreen said that I should look for a headline, AIDS Fades, in April. I didn't see it. Did anything like that appear in the media?
Yes, there was a piece on the diminishment of the cycle of AIDS, that those that who being infected with AIDS, that it seems to be less virulent as that which was once evident.
And where was that?
That was in the Globe and Mail.
In April?
In April, yes.
Can you give me the date? So I can...
28th of April.
All right, so it was not on the cover?
No, not on the cover.
So it was behind, so we couldn't see it. So the AIDS Fades title didn't happen, but the story was in the Globe and Mail.
Yes.
In a lower profile.
Yes.
All right, so is there anything the Evergreen should advise me in when we should release the story? Should I have done it back then?
Now is more of a time than ever. As a story, not as a fact, but a supposition, a preposition. Wouldn't it be interesting if you go under that fairy tale designation, there's much we can tell you.
Now, remember I played Michael the tape? I did kind of do that.
Okay, so I got to move this forward just a bit. I'm moving the recording ahead a bit. A few more seconds.
I talked about the scenario of the perfect military weapon that would not kill people, but would have an immunity decreased and then brought back to normal. Remember that I played that for myself?
Yes.
Now, that is what you mean? I mean, I did that.
You'll be able to expand on that.
Okay, now you can tell me some things, all right? Mm-hmm. Do I have to come up with the right question?
No, first of all, how would you spread such that as the ideal experiment? You would spread that through a system which would be giving various serums to people. As a matter of course. You see, the World Health Organization was in the process of wiping out smallpox at the time.
Yes.
So what are you doing if you're wiping out smallpox? And especially if you're only going to introduce a test system that everyone has been assured all it will do is lower immunity rates in certain areas, and some will catch various airborne diseases such as yeast infections, such as pneumococci, but nothing serious. Everyone has been assured of this. It would have a debilitating effect, and the effect would be noted. It could be hidden under the program that is being done in smallpox. No one needs to know much about it. Certain infected batches of vaccine can be given, coded. All of it was coded. And you look at the effect in the area, and possibly would have a lethality of 0.001%. Acceptable for the test. Everyone agrees. And it is more virulent than they thought. and it blew out of proportion.
That was 1978-79.
Yes.
And you've just given the way the project was proposed to certain WHO authorities?
Not WHO. WHO did not know.
But it was, this, you just gave me the thinking of how it was proposed among the team that did it.
Yes.
I see. And
WHO was used as a cover.
The smallpox program.
Yes. Because everyone was receiving injections of one type or another.
Now, there has been some information, am I right, Carolyn, that's come out, the articles written about suspecting WHO.
Suspecting smallpox programs because it was in the same areas.
Exactly.
In Brazil, in Africa.
Exactly.
But what if the hepatitis vaccines that were given to the gays, was that a similar project?
No. Many of the hepatitis was... you see, the object of any testing program is to localize it, not to bring in too much of a problem. You see, once it is decided that if you would take an existing virus, which would have a tendency to affect the immune system, then alter that virus so it would be affecting the immune system to a greater extent and would reproduce within itself on a cyclical basis of, let us suggest, 24 hours. The virulency rate would go down every 24 hours by 50%. It was gone in 2 days. Only trace residues would even exist. And since it would be a very hard virus to transmit, it is not an airborne virus. It is a contact virus. So it is very good for population. You see, especially this person would touch that person. And wherever there would be certain fluids exchanged, certain... bodily, but not airborne, you see? It was the ideal idea. Physical contact, absolutely necessary. Would not be transmitted unless there was a physical contact. Would spread could be done through airborne. Could be done through various things. The ideal opportunity was to follow the smallpox teams, intermingle with the smallpox teams, be legitimate with the smallpox teams, be part of smallpox teams. Not WHO. No, they were not responsible. But that, various teams knew.
Various teams what?
Various teams knew that or believed that they knew that something was being added, but they did not know what.
And didn't pursue
the questionings. Was not necessary. But consider the ideal weapon.
Was it not so much the virulence of the AIDS virus as the lack of health already in the population? Malnutrition, already immune system depressed in Africa and in the AIDS population.
So therefore all you needed was a small amount.
But is that true that it's not such a virulent virus, but the people it attacks have to be already almost ill?
No, it attacketh a healthy organism. Mm-hmm. But under its testing conditions, and the lethality percentage, the LD was very low, and kept track of teams, kept track of people.
The LD, what's that?
Those count, possible time to kill people.
Is that what you mean by LD?
Yes.
Yeah. This was in 1978?
78.
Yeah. All right, then, unless the Evergreens have more to add on that point, I'm not sure where to go with the questioning, so I'd like to introduce this this document here. This was a letter written in February 1989 from a man named Samuel Evans, chairman of the National Council of Public Auditors, to members of the Congressional Black Caucus in the United States, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and many others. And it says that they name a man named Colonel David Huxall, commander of the U.S. Army Research Institute of Infectious Diseases at Fort Detrick, Maryland, has received $60 million for research in biological ethnic weapons.
Yes.
And then they ask, it is a coincidence that Fort Detrick, which is where Colonel Huxall's biological warfare research is being conducted, is also the site of AIDS research.
No coincidence at all.
So does this letter name the man?
It names the man.
That's the team member.
That is the person who is in charge of all of this and knows far more than is being released.
And then the next item of interest in this letter, it is alleged that Michael Myers, M-E-I-E-R-S, an engineer, states in his new book, now I don't know what the new book is, I haven't seen it, that the development of ethnic weapons is a reality, and he lists factions within the CIA's participants.
Yes.
Also a former chief of the U.S. Army Chemical and Biological Warfare Division, and Myers names him, is said to have cultured the AIDS virus. Do we know who he names in the book?
He names in the book, but we do not have their name. But the book will be in your possession within less than 2 months.
Will I get it through Tom Davis in California? Or, I don't know where to get it, I've never heard of it.
Mm.
I'll find out.
Yes, write also the writer of that letter.
Samuel Evans, yes.
Yes.
All right, so that this letter, which was sent in February 89, that kind of
coincides
with what the Evergreen said last September. The information will come out pretty soon, and here's this letter being circulated in Washington. It's naming the man. Who knows?
Yes.
He's being named.
Yes.
Now, the Evergreen say that he and his team have covered their tracks.
No, they've covered their tracks very well, but nonetheless, certain things cannot be covered.
So
that comes out across the next several months.
Yeah, in other words, the pressure will be on him over the next few months.
Yes.
And he will have to deal with the class or lawsuits and things like that?
No, he will deal with more than that. The U.S. government knows that if this comes to a head, publicity would condemn them internationally. And they're saying, how can we soften the blow?
This is what they're wrestling with now.
Yes.
And who's saying this? The George Bush or the people at Fort Detrick?
It is more that this more involved the White House, in that the president knows that this ethnicity of approach is, while military correct, is internationally abhorred. And you will find that biological weapons, you'll hear more of this in the news, that the United States has moved to ban biological weapons manufacture. You'll see that they will push this very strongly. They will also, at the same time, say that why they're doing it is because of the Iraq-Iran situation. And the United States will condemn Iran for the manufacture of biological weapons, which they have been using. They will beat the drum to have Iran ostracized unless Iran formally at The Hague renounce biological weapons and through the UN renounce biological weapons. At that time, you will hear more about the AIDS virus as a biological weapon. The United States will then say that the AIDS virus, they believe, is the resultant of chemical weapons testing, biological weapons manufacture, somewhere, but they do not know where. But that they know that it is not themselves. They know that it is not the Soviet Union. They're not too sure about China. And the Chinese biological weapons testing will be brought to the forefront next. They, of course, will deny anything to do with the AIDS virus. The United States is spreading this around to obfuscate the issue. And they will say that it is possible because one of their biological weapons testing centers, which of course is going out of business because the United States is violently against biological weapons testing, was able to replicate the manufacture of the AIDS virus. And if they could do it, then someone else could do it. Chemically made AIDS virus. They will say, we have done it, so therefore, who else did it first? That would be the scenario. Nobody, of course, would admit to being first because they were not first. And it will go down as one of those international secrets that no one wishes to uncover.
Wouldn't a matter like this that exposes a lot of this? I mean, wouldn't that make difference?
Not much. They will say, yes, of course it's true. We do have an AIDS center there. In fact, we replicated the AIDS virus just as someone else did.
They'll say that as the pressure comes on Huxley.
As the pressure comes on Huxley, yes, but do not forget, the United States will lead in this by demanding that biological weaponry be closed down. Then they will move pressure upon Iran. Then they will cast aspersions on China. Politically, it's useful. Then they will say, announce that they have already at Dietrich replicated through normal viri, they created the AIDS virus. And if that is technologically available to themselves, then it's technologically available to others. Now, the Americans themselves will, of course, say it was not themselves, and they will say that they know for absolute fact that it is not the Soviet Union, because the Soviet Union is also cutting back on its biological warfare capabilities. Several things will be accomplished. First, harmoniousness between the Soviet Union and the United States will be further reaffirmed. The president will be able to announce to the populace and to the world that we are spending less on biological weapons. The president of the Soviet Union, Gorbachev, will announce to the populace and to the world that they have ceased making biological weapons and the money would be used elsewhere. Who is left holding the bag? China will be properly indignant, but the United States, with its advanced surveillance capabilities inside the country, will produce evidence that that China is producing a vast amount of biological weapons, much of it being stockpiled. Iran will be forced publicly, because of its exposure also in using biological weapons, will publicly announce to the world, through the UN and through The Hague, that it is no longer using biological weapons. And it becomes so obfuscated that no one says who can point the finger. Letters such as that which you have can be said, of course you would believe that you did not know the entire story. Interesting side light, but not fact. Dietrich has long been a biological weapons testing center, and that is the obvious place to investigate the AIDS virus and that which would neutralize it. These people are experts at this. And so it go.
So Huxall is the man.
Huxall is the man.
So where will he continue? Now, the Evergreens told us last reading that the research is going on. They're going to make, develop more biological weapons.
Yes.
Or correct the mistake they made with AIDS and make better controllable weapons or viruses. Mm. This will be continued by Huxall? Or
Huxall is a figurehead at the present time. Realize that he will be drawn to account. You'll see that this person will stand tall and say, yes, sir, we have the AIDS virus here. We manufactured it. We proved it can be done. It can be done using the simple viri. Treat it, and you eventually create an AIDS virus. It is a man-made virus. We have proved it.
He'll be the public figurehead, but he also was part of that secret team back in 78.
He was one of those that knew, yes.
He wasn't the originator of the idea.
No, he was not the originator of the idea. But realize that there are certain scenarios that are being continually created by the Defense Department. Scenarios that can be best described as sheer fantasy. In other words, what would happen if? And one of these scenarios is, what if there were a biological weapon that lasts 24 hours, affects the immune system, causes incapacitation of large numbers of the population, yet over the simplest instructions, your own troops are safe? Or possibly it may not last 24 hours. Possibly it would last 2 months. And possibly it can be so engineered that the LD ratio is 100%. But all you have to do is to give your troops a simple instruction, and they are immune from this. And the simple instruction is, have no physical contact with the enemy. Keep them at arm's distance. And they'll die. They did not realize how lethal it would be. They did not realize how virulent it would be. You see, Carolyn, you brought up the point of many people have their own immune systems depleted. That was also considered. But what was not considered was that the pathology of the immune system in that area means that the person would immediately produce a internal systemology that would advance the virus. It grew. It spread.
Does rectal intercourse in Africa play a part? More of that there than you say North America? In between heterosexuals?
More on a percentage basis, yes. But it was going to be thought that it would spread more through cuts and skin abrasions. Mm-hmm. That hotbeds of infection would be hospitals, so that you would know where your system has created and what your system has created.
It was planted in hospitals?
No.
No, it wasn't?
Yeah. Now, because that is where most skin abrasions have contact. That it would work also through anal intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No, they weren't targeting homosexuals.
No.
No. That just being okay. How did the Huxley and this team accept the mistake they made? Did they have any conscience about what they created?
Some of them, yes. Some of them, no. You have to understand the thinking of those that work in biological weaponry.
So people are going to think they're pretty monstrous.
Some do, some do not.
Some do not think. They think it's part of war and survival.
You're surprised. You see, there are 3 billion people in this planet. How many people have died from AIDS? Fewer than those who've died through road accidents.
Yeah. Okay. What's the time on this coming out? When will Huxley makers become a public figure?
Across the next 6 months. Realize it has to be orchestrated. Realize it has to be done with some panache. First step, decry chemical weapons. Big announcement across the next month that an agreement between the United States and the Soviet Union is to cut back on all weaponry, including specifically biological weapons research. Notice that they don't say biological weapons manufacture, only biological weapons research. You see, no one is making biological weapons. Everyone is researching. You see? Fine distinction, but still a distinction. The next step will be the United States will condemn the use of biological weapons in Iran and Iraq. You see? Next step would be the announcement that the United States triumphantly has found a way to manufacture artificially the AIDS virus. And that possibly this could have been done also prior to the United States manufacture by other countries who engage in biological weapons research. They would then point the finger at China because of the biologicals that they were used in Tibet. Much secret material comes out from cabinets. You see? Pictures, descriptions, horrible stories. There will even be articles about World War I mustard gas. You see?
So this letter, how did these people find out? How did Myers find out the list of these people? How did they find this information?
Well, he had an idea in his mind that the AIDS virus is too pat. Why now? Why is it flaring out of cycle with certain other diseases? There are cycles of diseases. Cycles of meningitis, cycles of polio, cycles of etc., etc. This one is out of cycle. Where are the cycles of AIDS, even within Africa? Say, coming from the green monkey. But where are the cycles of AIDS in the green monkey? You could say that no one has thoroughly researched them. But it was never known as the monkey disease. And it seemed to be specifically localized. Now, here's Hatton. And what he did was, he did this, you'll see this in the book, that he began to write on a sheet of paper where AIDS was noticed, where it was diagnosed, etc., etc. And the pattern that he drew on a map seemed very familiar to him. So he looked into his research and he began to realize that that is exactly the same pattern of that effort that was done to rid the world of smallpox. You see?
Yeah.
Put two and two together, came up with four, and started writing.
And when did he do this, last year or earlier this year?
That was done last year.
And is his life in danger?
No. No, he can be used. Why kill him?
Yeah.
So, Bob's original question was, where does he go from here as far as publicizing, and what kind of information of this nature can he use?
We would suggest that you write a fairy story.
A different one?
Fairy stories that says that if this fairy story is interesting, here is how the fairy story would go across the next 6 months. That the United States would triumphantly say that they've created the AIDS virus in a laboratory, and that, et cetera, the pattern that was shown you.
And what was the last word?
Yes, the pattern was shown you.
All right, now, so that means, can I play the tape that Dave Newcott and I have altered slightly?
Yes.
I can play that maybe in the next show.
Yes.
And then do the fairy tale after that show.
Yes.
In other words, say this is what the original plan was, and feature that.
Yes.
And then do the fairy tale as to predict the future.
Yes.
I see. And so have we altered the tape well enough?
You've altered it well enough.
Yeah, because already the evergreens sound altered. So yeah. We made our voices sound altered, even though it doesn't alter the evergreens too much.
Mm.
So that work? You're satisfied with that?
It works, yes. It's satisfactory.
Okay. I think we should go on to another topic at this point. That's, thank you very much for the evergreens. We now wrapped it up. That wraps up the case at this point.
Several times.
All right.